Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Life Transforming Advice, Sheer Number 5. And most of this is taken from the Sefer Gateway to Happiness, Irduas Hashem B'Simcha by Rabbi Zelig Pliskin, but there'll be other sources as well. And a truly happy person does not allow his happiness to be dependent upon external factors of which he has no control. Now, as a Hagdama, one needs to understand that it is true, there's no way to deny it, that when your external situation is better, it's more conducive to happiness. Someone has good health or a good marriage, some close, true friends and relatives, and wealth and fame and honor. Some of these things could be conducive to happiness, but they don't guarantee happiness. As we see B'chush, we see it every day. There are many wealthy people that are depressed. There are many healthy people, meaning physically healthy people, that are depressed and down and miserable. On the other way, there are many poor people and ill people that manage to consistently be cheerful and besimcha. So the idea is you could daven to change your, ask Hashem to help you with the external situation you're in, but also to accept responsibility to make yourself happy that in a way that's independent of the way the outside world looks right now. Because when you make your happiness dependent on wealth or fame or success or any external factor, you are not owning that happiness. The external factors become your master. You become a slave to it. But when you master in your mind that positive, healthy attitude towards life's nisyonos, whatever they may be, that guarantees happiness. Meaning that you need to seek happiness in a way that is depending only on yourself. Many of the Mefarshim, the Alter von Kalman, Das Chachma Musar, volume 3, page 50, talks about this. Many other Sfarim talk about this. This, what Pirkei Avos says in Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, which says that Ezu HaChacham, who is a wise person, Haloi made me kol adam, who learns from everyone, which means that even if you are not technically a Chacham, right, you don't have those intellectual capabilities, Hashem says, never mind, you are considered a Chacham if you have that midah of learning from everyone that you encounter. Same thing with Ezu Mechubin HaMechabed HaSabriyas, an honorable person is one who honors others. Again, the Chazal are emphasizing it's independent on whether others honor you or not. It's totally in you on how you honor others. A wealthy person, Ezu Asher HaSameach Bechelkai, he's happy with what he has, independent about whether he has a little or not. So yes, in the Gemara, technically, there's a bechinas of an ani and an usher. Let's say, for example, if you can't afford in certain situations some karbanis to be animals, you could use the birds because you have less money in that sense. So there is an ani in dine mamanis. But even that ani is considered an usher in hashkafa and in mindset if he is sameach bechelka, if he's happy with what he has. You have many tzaddikim that were poor, impoverished, and they say that I am the happiest man, and I have, like Yaakov Avinu said, Yeshli Koil, I have everything, and I'm happy. So you base the simcha on your attitudes till you are a master over your own simcha. You can't control how other people behave. You can only control how you respond when you respond to whatever the other people are behaving. Rabbi Yochanan Lubavitz once said, he wrote a letter to his son, it's in Das Chachma Musar. He says, I try to think along the lines what the Mishnah says, which we just mentioned, and I don't make myself dependent on any other or person or any specific place, and therefore I am besimcha and I experience simcha and I'm constantly happy. But many people do not have that attitude. When Rabbi Shlomo Wolba he spoke at an opening of a school in Yerushalayim, and he said that a mother once told him that he desires her child to be a happy person. And Rabbi Wolba asked, but what if he's happy being a criminal? So the idea is to be a happy person is not just how you define what would make me happy, which could be damaging, but what the Torah says happiness is, Yirah Shamayim, giving tzedakah, being compassionate, having high, elevated midos. We spoke about, Rav Igna Miller has many shiurim on this, that Yirah Shamayim, even though it says God fearing, the word fear, which would diminish happiness, when it comes to true Yirah Shamayim, it increases happiness. But again, it's not a goal in life in and of itself. It's the lifestyle that he follows. And if he understands and recognizes that the Recheo Darchei Noyam, that the Torah's ways are sweet and pleasant, then you yearn to strive towards that Torah value of being Darchei Noyam, pleasant, and then the happiness will ensue. It does take hard work. People have thoughts often that make them sad. It takes effort to think in a manner that allows you to feel happy. Some people are so ingrained in the negative thinking that it takes a lot of work to change that around. And also to understand that you may look on the outside surface, but it's not the way it really is. People appear happy, but they lack inner happiness. Many people said, oh, I'm very, very happy, but then they admit they lack happiness. Some people it's just, oh, I don't feel so bad that I'm getting, you know, by. But that's not what happiness is either. The Alter von Nevardach used to say when he was walking with his teacher, I think it was the Alter von Kelm, I'm not sure, but he saw a young couple walking by and they seemed to be laughing and enjoying themselves. And he turned to his student, actually it's the Alter Nevardach that talked to his Talmud this way, and he said, you see, I think these people are truly happy. They suffer from numerous problems, and I don't know them personally, but I can tell that their happy demeanor is a facade, is a fake. They want to deceive others and even themselves. And when you get older, you'll understand what I mean. And he said the happiest person he ever saw was where he saw Solander himself. Now, people differ in their natural tendencies towards feeling happy. Someone's naturally happy, he'll find it easy to overcome his unhappy moods. If he's pessimistic and sad, he has to work hard to change his thoughts, to change the statements in his mind, to change his behavior. But working and investing in this is a must. And you will be matzliach. Yogata umatzasa tamen. You work hard at this and you will find it. Don't label yourself as an unhappy person. Don't say it's my nature to be sad. Don't make that a self-fulfilling prophecy. The reverse. Have confidence that if you try, you will improve. No matter how negative you were till now in your outlook, you could be marba now with a simcha, and you could continue moving straight up and becoming more and more a simcha, which again, we spoke before, is an inyan of a shmarke mistav sheisechem. We spoke before that it's an inyan of even mekadesh shem shamayim barabim, and it's tremendous yisoid in healthy living. So again, not to discount our external circumstances that could sometimes make things harder. That is true. We can't deny that. We have to be compassionate to others that are in difficult matzavim. But nevertheless, we could work to a very, very strong degree that it's our own inner workings of our mind and heart to prepare ourselves to remain happy and be happy with our lot. And that creates Yeshuas and Refuas and Nechamas. Bracha and Hatzlacha.